الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected ulama brothers, we are now passing in the month of Ramadan. The first 10 days was Rahmat. We are in the second 10 days of Maghfirat. You must understand very carefully that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about Ramadan? What's the purpose for Ramadan to come? Before I go further with that, I read in the kitab that the first 10 days Ramadan walks, the second 10 days Ramadan runs, and the third 10 days Ramadan flies. So you can imagine now whatever we read, we can see it's happening in front of us. However, there's two things that Allah Ta'ala has given us, which on the day of Qiyamah will intercede for us. One is Quran and the second is fast. These two things which you and I have to appreciate very much. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala wants to punish someone, the Quran will intercede on his behalf and say, "Oh Allah, do not punish him. He sacrificed his night, his sleep, his leisures and pleasures, and stood in front to read Taraweeh. Would you and I today not appreciate that? That you're standing today, which you feel is a very small thing, but you do not know in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala how Allah appreciates that person." And the Quran also intercedes to say, "Ya Allah, he sacrificed his sleep that after Taraweeh also woke up in the early part of the morning, and he turned towards me and read me. And in the day also he was reading me so much. So, oh Allah, I intercede for him with the barakat of that. Forgive his sins." Likewise, fast. Fast will say, "Oh Allah, that your banda during the call of the day, he could have commit all kinds of sins. He can do all the wrongs. Oh Allah, through me, for my sake, he kept away from all the wrongs. He controlled his tongue. He controlled his eyes. He controlled all his bad habits. And also he went, did not go near his wife. At the time he was fasting, he did not commit. He did not even go near her at all. Just his passions and desires, he did not fulfill it in the fasting. Oh Allah, I intercede for him that he must forgive his sins. Allah Ta'ala in his infinite mercy will thereafter say, through my grace, I have forgiven this person." Now if you look at it very carefully, that this small acts, which you and I call it small acts, but where are the reward Allah is prepared to give you, if you only look at it. And side by side, if you look at it, a person can have his sins forgiven in the month of Ramadan. If he remains as a person who is fasting person, how is he supposed to remain? If a person only knows how to remain in the month of Ramadan as a fasting man, to fulfill the rights of everything, which is not difficult at all, then the possibility that Allah Ta'ala can do that after Ramadan, you become a better person. Remember one thing, that anything you do, after you do that, if it benefits you, then you must know it's an acceptance. For a person goes for Hajj, no matter how many times he goes for Hajj, he goes for one time in his lifetime too. But after he comes back from Hajj, If you're a better person and become more closer to Allah Ta'ala, then you will know his sign of Hajj acceptance. Now Allah forbid if a person, he goes for Hajj and day after he comes back and becomes a worse person, then I feel pity for him. Because the time when you're going to make tawaf, and you're kissing Hajj Aswad, you fail to realize that you're kissing the hand of Allah. People do not understand this, that making tawaf is not just making tawaf. In my eyes, you feel this is a small thing. But great people and per se great saints, when they make tawaf, they can feel the rahmat of Allah descending on them. And side by side, when they kiss in Hajj Aswad, they feel the kiss in the hand of Allah. What kind of hand Allah knows is not like our hand. This will show you that it's an x-ray that after a person comes back, it gives you your reality, what who you are in reality. So likewise, fasting also is something that when a person performs in the month of Ramadan, he will fulfill every rights. Nabi comes to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that. He has full yaqeen, full faith in everything what Nabi comes and said in the month of Ramadan. Then that person, when he is like a person, like a born baby. Like a born baby. So you must just imagine that this month of Ramadan Allah has given us for making our ibadat more, increasing our ibadat, to become more closer to him than Allah, than anyone else. If a person does not become close in the month of Ramadan to Allah, which other month will come close to? So Islam has shown us the way how a person can become close. And that is first and foremost, when we look at it, that what are we supposed to do? The reality of man is this much, that he must pay attention towards his soul. The soul is the most important thing in one's body. The most precious thing, the most valuable thing in a person's body is the soul. The body is nothing, it's just a sketch. If you have a sketch in front of you without the soul, it's nothing. People work so hard to put their body right, the sketch right. They go to this gym and that gym and what the things they do. They eat this food and that kind of food, keep themselves so strong and all that. But what is supposed to be strong is the soul. Because if you're going to go down the grave, everything of you will be finished, your body will be eaten up. It will perish. The only one thing that remains is the soul. So what we are reality, what we are supposed to work towards is our soul. The soul got its own nourishment, which is supposed to be. Every person, everyone, every religion has got the same thing. They emphasize most upon is your soul. A person can wear the best of clothing, the best of body, strong, everything, but you've got bad character in him. You won't even look at him. No one will look at him at all. They say, yeah, he's wearing a good clothing, but it doesn't suit him. He's driving a beautiful car, but he's not a good man to talk to. They won't talk good about him. But if a person got tattered and torn clothing, he's just a rag he's wearing, but he's got good quality in him, even look at him with two eyes. They say, that's someone to talk to. They won't even look at his clothing too. They say, no, he's a man to talk to. Not that man. So, every ibadat got its effect on the soul. But the ibadat that is most effective is fasting. It's fasting. And you must remember one thing, that Allah Ta'ala does not love us to make us hungry and starve. If Allah Ta'ala loved that, then he told us to keep fast the whole year. What's the reason that he got this special 30 days to keep fast? There's a reason for that. And the reason behind that is that Allah Ta'ala wants us to bring about a control in ourselves, to bring about a discipline in ourselves. Now if a person does not have control of his nafs, does not control of his passion and desires and egos, what will happen to that person? He will go wild. He'll become even worse than animal. So, for example, a person, the hand now. If you don't have control of it, you'll start hitting everyone. Breaking this, breaking that. Do all the wrong things. Like you look at the tongue also. You start speaking all the wrong things. All the wrong things. You start swearing this person, being vulgar with that person. He does not know who this person, who that person. He is losing himself with everyone. And anger is something. Allahu Akbar. Mahazrat should tell everyone this. Gussa mat karo. In a month of Ramadan, gussa come double. I don't know where the temperature starts from. Once at iftar time, you're making night dua, yeah, or crying. Bichara Murana making dua, you're making dua, crying. You're shedding tears, yeah, full of tears. When you go home, you're taking out tears there. You're taking other people's tears there. You eating nicely there. Little but one mistake took place, khalas. You're not prepared to overlook that. When will you overlook it? The whole year you did not overlook in the month of Ramadan too. When will they make ibadah of Allah Ta'ala? When they get the opportunity. Allah Ta'ala sometimes does not look at any of your actions. Maybe through this one action Allah Ta'ala gives Jannah to. Look at that buzruk, he was so tired, he tried, he came home. Mahazrat was telling, he came home. Very tired. And the food was not ready. He waited for the food to get ready. And you and I, we're there fasting now, and you go home. Your iftar is just finished now, and you go there to home, and she tells you, "No, the food got burnt. I have to make some more food now for you." You start burning her. You'll forget everything. Then where is that control? Allah Ta'ala want to bring about control in this. They bring that control in you. So that buzru bichara, he sat down there, and the food came to. He ate the food, enjoyed every morsel he enjoyed, like it was the best food, and was so tired also. He ate the food, enjoyed it. But when her turn came to eat, she couldn't even take one morsel too. There was no salt in the food. My husband said that don't make it a habit, the women will not put salt in the food. But coincidentally, if it happened, what happens? And if you have to tell her, you have to tell her nicely too. You must think to yourself when you're going out in Jamaat or you're going somewhere with friends, and there's no food there, there's no salt there. What do you do that time? Hey, there's no salt in the food. How nice you tell the person. Hey, there's no salt. And the wife? Muhabbat is there. So much you have to show. So this month of Ramadan Allah has brought about is a kind of a training for us to control ourselves, to bring about complete control. Just imagine the time when she ate the food, there was no salt in the food. She told her husband, "You know what, how come you ate the food? I can't even eat here too." He told her that every day you give me the best meal. Today it's so coincidence happened, how can I complain to you? On that Allah Ta'ala forgave his sins, did not even look at forgive, gave him Jannat. Did not look at anything else. Remind me of another incident, Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. His master told him, "Luqman, get me cucumber. Kakri?" Okay. Cut the thing. Eat. Very bitter. Cut another one too. He ate the thing. He ate the thing. Luqman Islam gave the thing. Gave him Islam, Luqman Islam to eat. He ate the thing like that was the best. "Luqman, I just couldn't eat, and how you could eat? Mola gave me every day sweet. Today he gave me something bitter. I'm going to show him ungratefulness. If Allah gave you every day something good, and today it happened like that, you must thank Allah for that." So in the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us this opportunity where we must train ourselves, control our tempers, control our hand, control our tongue. Control everything. You like a person in this could hit everyone or swear everyone you like. No one. Ask some of the wives, bichara, they fight for their husbands. I've got a shock, you know, they fight for their husbands. Wives are fighting for husbands. They dread when the husbands come home. What's the meaning of that? That's a wife. If she cannot make naz, my husband always says, she cannot make naz with the husband. Who can she make naz with? With a father-in-law. She can only tell her husband, "You know, you like this and you like this and you like this." Everything she tells. But khuda na kare, she hears her husband that something happened to her, husband. Finish. Her eating is gone too. Her eating is gone too. Her sleeping is gone too. You sleep like a log. I know so many husbands have harmed their wives so badly, but when they get sick, the wife look at them like gold. Blood like gold. Then they come and tell me, now I appreciate my wife. One buzuk, his wife, too much talking. They got work, the wife got no work to do. They only have to talk to the husbands. They can only tell their husbands. And the husbands will learn to tolerate them too. Learn to tolerate. So it so happened, this buzuk bichara, she's taking left, right and center. He's keeping quiet. The Muni said, how long are you carrying on like this? What's wrong with you? Give them talaq, give her talaq. See, talaq is in my hand, I can give her tomorrow too. But she got one quality in her that does not allow me to give her talaq. He said, what do you mean? 99 bad, one good quality. He says, if I have to get locked up tomorrow in prison, and after 50 years I come, I'll still feel, see her waiting for me. So much of honesty. So she'll never go anywhere else. The door will be still for me. She'll all be for me and no one else. That one quality, wafadari you call it, that one quality, for that I'm prepared to give my life. So Allah has given us women not to become a punching box, bag. It's someone to bring you more closer to Allah Ta'ala. Look at the good qualities of them. Don't look at the bad qualities. If I look at a person with a bad eye, it will be bad. If I look at a person with a good eye, I look everything good. And the wife, Allah made your partner, not you. That person, you must always think to yourself, whatever you're doing to her, if your daughter is going to that condition, how would you? If your sister is going to that condition, what will you do? My husband is saying, I'm not saying my husband should tell her this. If your mother is going through, what will you do? She's someone's daughter too. She's someone's mother too. So in a month of Ramadan, it's a month of training, where a person must know this part. That he must try to control himself. Eyes must be controlled. Eyes must be controlled most. In a month of Ramadan, eyes must be controlled most. There was one person, he's walking behind a woman. He's walking. She looked back. What is wrong? Don't you fear Allah Ta'ala? She said. She's walking again. Again she's following her. Don't you fear Allah Ta'ala? He said, what is it for? He said to her, your eyes is drawing me towards you. Your eyes are drawing me towards you. She said, come. He got very happy. Dawat ho gaya abhi. Very happy. Very happy he got. She was a very rich woman too. Took her to the house. Made him sit down one side. And she went in her room. And she called for her servant. And sent a present for him. Present? Covered with tray. Covered. When he saw the tray coming, he got very happy. Oh, dawat kabul ho gayi. She left the thing on the tray in front of him. And he opened. She sees two eyes there. Two eyes. Two eyes. She said, my master says that eyes was caused fitna. You're not supposed to put in eyes. Let's take it out. What kind of taqwa she had? That finished this person completely. He went away from there and he cried, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah. Next day he come to here to ask for forgiveness. She passed away. So that eye will cause fitna is not supposed to be used. Do not mistake your eyes to look at wrong things. The month of Ramadan is to keep away, control your eyes, control your tongue. Allah has been so kind to us. Control your tongue, control your hand, control everything. And remember one thing. Every part of the body must be controlled, not a hand or thing. And the king of the body is the heart. The king of the body is the heart. If the heart is controlled, that's why every morning the heart says to the body, please, stay straight. Stay straight. then I will be straight. But if you're not straight, I'm also not straight. So the most important thing is your heart. Keep your heart. So that person who works in the month of Ramadan very hard to control his tongue, control his temper, control his gaze, control all his body, and indulge himself in ibadat all the time. Because Ramadan is 1 month that comes. It will always come. We don't know whether we are going to get Ramadan again. Every day we hear so much people passed away. No one learned anything from there. You know the great buzugs, when they were someone passing, I'm next to go. When my turn come to go, they had the urge and love to meet Allah Ta'ala. They should have that kind of condition. Want to meet Allah Ta'ala. Want to go now. Allah Ta'ala, when my turn coming. So when a person works very hard towards this kind of thing, he makes himself work very hard, controlling himself. He makes mistakes, make toba also, istighfar too. Toba, istighfar, he's always making. Because he must know how you're supposed to be, you cannot be according to how Allah Ta'ala wants you to be. But it's only Allah through His infinite mercy will forgive you. Allah will not look at your ibadat. Because if you say, Ya Allah, I made so much ibadat, accept my ibadat. Allah, what ibadat did you make? You did not make according to my expectation. And a person when after Farz Namaz, why is he Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah? Ya Allah, please forgive me. How I'm supposed to read Namaz, not read Namaz that. Please forgive me. No man can say his action is going to take him to Jannat. If Nabi Karim himself to himself too. It's through the fazal of Allah, through the grace of Allah. So in the hadith it mentioned, Rasulullah said, that we all know that hadith is very famous, you know, that all the doors of Jannat is open in the month of Ramadan. All the doors of Jahannam is closed in the month of Ramadan. The Rahmat doors are open. Allah's Rahmat is descending all the time. Only thing, we have to loot it. We are supposed to become looters. We will be looting the wrong things. We should loot all as much as possible. Rahmat Allah Ta'ala must loot as much as possible. And what do you think more than that? More than that, you find a caller coming out too. Every day and night, the speciality of Ramadan, no other night, no other months. Allah Ta'ala leaves a man, person there, a farista, who reminds you every day, oh, good person, doing good, come towards good. Come towards the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and if a person is committing anything wrong, what are you doing? This is not the month to do that. The doors of Jahannam is closed, why are you opening it for yourself? Come toward the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Come toward the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So when a person does not even appreciate that, what will he appreciate? Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunity that I'm giving you all this. And all the shayateen are chained. The rebellious shayateen are chained. We know about it, but what are we doing about it? Remember one thing. Where did you get the strength to read so much namaz? Where did you get the strength to read so much Quran? Where do you get strength of in the early part of the morning to wake up? So many people in a month, the whole year they don't wake up for Fajr namaz. But Ramadan, they wake up for Tahajjud namaz. Who gave them the strength? Where you got the strength to do? In a month, after Ramadan, who will pick up the Quran to read to? The Quran we just left alone, khalas. You won't even pick it up to. At home do you want to pick up the Quran to? But now where the strength came from, pick up the Quran. Every moment you find the stools are called there. Let me read Quran, let me read Quran. Are you doing it? If you think you are doing this, something wrong with you. Allah gave you the strength. The strength, Allah gave you the strength. Where the strength coming from? 2 hours you're sleeping, 3 hours you're sleeping. Other days you can't sleep one. If you sleep for 5 hours, that's not sufficient. And yet 2 hours, 3 hours, you got the strength to do so much ibadat. If Allah did not give, who gave you this thing? So this is a speciality of month Ramadan. That Allah is giving the strength to make ibadat. I want my banda to get as much as possible reward. I want to reward him. So that he must get more stronger. That after Ramadan he becomes more closer to me. That person Allah Ta'ala wants to draw his attention towards him more and more. And if you don't draw attention more to Allah Ta'ala, then I feel pity for him. Because we know that hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is so famous that we're coming down the mimbar. Very famous is. When he said, Ameen 3 times. One time he said on that occasion, he said that person, the month of Ramadan comes and goes and is not forgiven for his sins. His most unfortunate person. most unfortunate person, that person in the month of Ramadan goes, and he's not been forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Second is that person, you find he hears my name, did not take durood on me, did not read durood. Read one time durood Sharif at least. Just imagine the favors. Nabi comes and has done for us that durood we're reading is too little. He had to say Ameen on that. Just imagine Allah's curse on that person. And third is that person, I don't have to tell you, who leaves their father and mother, old, not young. Young, they look after us. A young father look after us. Allah mentioned the Quran when they become old. Their condition is old. They young, they're looking after you. They sacrifice their sleep for you too. Like the one person taking his mother making tawaf around the Kaaba. And he's very happy about it. One sheikh said, what are you doing? I'm trying to fulfill my rights of my mother. You say, what are you talking about, fulfill the rights of mother? The 9 months you were there, one time you kicked in the stomach, that pain your mother when you cannot fulfill that rights too. What are you talking about? To look at a mother with muhabbat is like kissing Hajj Aswad. And to look at your father with muhabbat is like holding the door of the Kaaba. How many people have got muhabbat from their parents today? How much of respect they've got? If you look at who's got respect today for me, where's the respect? Respect means my husband told Allah, it was zamana tha. The father talks to the son looked down, don't say one word. Husband's words is rone ka zamana hai. My husband's words is not my words. Rone ka zamana. It's crying, the words are crying that. You cannot tell your son one word today too. You have to look down. Where it's gone to. Where it's gone to. Allah. So the month of Ramadan Allah has given us to make tawbah, istighfar. If we're not going to appreciate this month, but it's sad to say with all that, what we see in front of us. Musa alayhi salam, yes, I was going to say that. He asked Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to see my friend in Jannat. I want to see him in the world, I want to see Allah Ta'ala go see one butcher man. He didn't go and tell one alim, one butcher man. Butcher man? Acha, he went there. So, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I want to stay one day at that place. Gee, come. He stayed by his house. He said, I went with him after he closed his shop. He went to the house, sat down there. I saw one corner, one old person like a cabbage, you know, cabbage. He's taking the water bucket. He's wiping the person, wiping. He's looking, admiring. Wiped him so, but person so nice. Then he cooked the food. He brought the food and he said, spoon feeding this person. And he put the food in her mouth. She's saying something which he did not understand. Musa alayhi salam made it out. He's a one Nabi after all. He asked, who is she? He said, this is my mother. Do you know what she's saying? I don't know. The time when he's giving the morsel, the lukma, she's saying, oh Allah, make my son be the friend of Musa in Jannat. So, this month of Ramadan, just imagine if we do not fulfill our parents' rights. I'm not saying you must not show disrespect to your wife now. You must know how to balance things. Learn to balance it. Just my wife saying, what are you talking here now? You must balance. You must know where to draw the line. You know. Like you know one friend of mine, he came. Whatever his wife, what did his mother say, go and tell his wife. I think, Baba, what's wrong with you? You're fighting here now. What you must do whenever your wife tells you something, I'm going to tell my mother. And you must say, I'm going to tell her. She said, no, I'm going to tell her, but don't tell her. And the wife does, the mother says, you must say, I'm going to tell her. No, why must I not tell? His truth must tell her. I'm going to show anger to. She tell him, boy, what are you doing? Why is spoiling your name? In that way, but everyone is happy. So Allah Ta'ala has given his month Ramadan, few days left by. Appreciate it. Control yourself. You can need any amount of namaz. You can need any amount of Quran, you can tilawat. All said and done. Bring about that quality of anger, controlling your passion and desires. No matter your eyes are going to go so much the wrong place, you're not going to go. Make it like a discipline yourself. I'm not going to look there. I don't see that. Don't look there. You, that cell phone, you got all the filth in there. Don't look at it. The television that you got in you, turn away. Every time, my Allah is looking at me. My Allah is looking at me. I'm going to answer with Allah Ta'ala. Turn away from it. Do not put your eyes to place on wrong places. The moment you get angry with someone, do not get angry. Walk away from there. Don't get angry. This is a place. Why did Allah Ta'ala change the rebel shaitan? They are not troubling you now. You're troubling yourself. Because gone completely weak, they are gone. They are gone weak now. Don't blame the big shaitan now. You're the big shaitan yourself. So you have to fight yourself now. In these 30 days to control yourself, no matter what happens. I promise you, my dear friend, many a time people's homes, because the person got so much anger in him, he leaves home with so bad note, there's no barakat in the day too. He read namaz all the time. He doing, saying, what happened? My business gone so down. Not business gone down, you are gone down. Change your life. When you leave home, make assalamu alaikum. No matter what condition, assalamu alaikum. Give dua and tafadhu. You'll be surprised that dua she gave you. And remember, always smile when you leave the house. Always smile. Allah will smile with you too. Keep that out of your ego and desire that she is young, she is my wife. How she got no right to speak to me like that? You must say she's got the right to speak to me. Because she left everything for my sake. She left all her friends for my sake. She divorced her parents too for my sake. She divorced all her pleasures for my sake too. I'm the only one for her. She's free to talk to me in any out. My husband should talk to her like that. My husband should talk to her like that. Then you read the Quran and then see what kind of majah you have in Quran to. You read namaz to what the namaz was. When you leave home, you smile into. You come home, you smile into. My husband, I gave this one incident on him. Once husband told me that I must sit down, and I told her that you got a lot of letters. You rather write the letters in the room. I locked the room. I locked the room up, and I'm just, I forgot now. Now I'm busy doing my kitab. Someone coming, has me dua about that child. I can hear one knock. Hey, knock. What happened here now? Now I ran there to see. I said, Hazrat, mujhe peshab karni hai. How long am I waiting? How long will be? But he's smiling. I was finished. But he was smiling to me. Now you want to make peshab and you go knock at the door there in your house. And you're jumping outside there. And you're knocking at the door. And she delayed. And you're fasting too. And you're fasting also. Whatever been told now, that's forgotten too. So when you go there, I always, for my Islah, I always take that. When I sometimes forget the keys, sometimes it's delayed there, I ring the bell, I have to wait some time, my husband's face in front of me. I remember he's smiling, I must smile too. Smile! You see, what it cost you? It's called the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing more than that. So this month of Ramadan is a month of training. Train yourself for it. Take that bad qualities out. Allah made it easy for us. And remember that one thing I've said. A caller is coming every night. Remember it all the time. Come towards good. The doors of Jannah is open. All the doors are open. The Jahannam, all doors are closed. Allah do not want to put anyone in Jahannam. All the doors. The caller is coming. Remember the caller. Come towards good. If you got that, inshallah, the barakah, Allah will keep you away from all the wrongs. Do good. Allah ta'ala hama amal kanik, tawfiq nasih, wa baakhir da'u alhamdulillah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. نعوذ بالله من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنفس، إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.